This is episode 328, recorded March 11th, 2016. Packard Pokes at Idaho, where everybody has freedom from reality. I want to thank Dawkins Dog from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard Pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt, where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
I'm trying to stay dry and not get blown away. Yeah. Thank you. Lots of storms out here.
Is it a lot of storm out there?
Yes. Yeah. High wind warning again tonight. But we're ahead of it, knock on wood.
That's good.
That's my superstition. That's as far as it usually goes.
The high winds thing is like, I understand, you know, they got stuff, you can get stuff that's blowing around or whatever, but it kind of reminds me of the airport, you know, like, or you drive by an airport, it says, watch for low flying planes. I'm like, what am I supposed to do, duck in my car? I'm just.
Actually, I wasn't aware that the GOP was having a debate in our state, evidently. A lot of hot air.
A lot of hot air is going on over there, so.
Yes.
I just connect the high winds with that for some reason. It's just because of the airport.
Which end is it coming out of?
Good question. It's always warmer when I drive through for some reason. I can't figure out why.
Dawkins Dog, best cure for wind, a good cork. Yes, we did have the same joke, Torvara. Yes.
Over in Idaho, there is a lawmaker. He has decided that, you know, because of the Bible and religion, that they should allow Bible study classes, and also declined to change a state law which shields faith-healing parents from prosecution when their child die from treatable illnesses. Democrat State Republican John Gannon introduced a bill to remove this exemption for child injury faith laws, faith-healing parents. But Senator Lee Hyder, Republican, head of the Senate Health and Welfare Committee, that should give you pause. That should make you very worried that a Republican thinks that faith healing is a thing. He said the state shouldn't do this, basically. He says that it was too late in the session to set a hearing on faith healing for a bill like this. But then he says it's not likely to support a change in the state law, and he believes that prosecuting parents for exercising their religious beliefs, who let their kids die, get prosecuted. Wow. Think about that for just a minute. If you're a parent and you let your child die from a illness or just plain stupidity, you can go to jail. But if you say, God told me to let him get healed this way, oh, well, that makes everything A-okay. And he goes, I'm a First Amendment guy, and I believe in the First Amendment, which gives people freedom of religion. And he describes himself as pro-life. No, you're not pro-life. If you allow parents to let their kids die because of your religion, then you are not pro-life. Connie, your thoughts?
Well, yeah. That I guess it's interesting because pro-life, usually they only care about the child inside the womb, the one you can't see, and he's also more interested in protecting the parents. I find it interesting that if I follow his line of reasoning, the truly innocent victims change in this law would create would be the parents, not the child.
Right.
Not the dead child. Yeah, he's a First Amendment kind of guy. How many times have we said this already? The First Amendment prohibits the making of any law respecting an establishment of religion and impeding the free exercise thereof.
Right.
It's both. It's both sides of the coin. Idaho and to some extent parts of Oregon are bastions for these batshits who think that woo-woo is going to heal their kid.
Right.
And it's Oregon's been taking steps to alter their laws and make it easier for parents who are a part of these religious cults to go against them, realizing that, hey, there's consequences. Again, you know, locks keep honest people honest. There's consequences if they allow their child to die and have not sought medical help. But Idaho is still, you know, like some of my eastern side of Washington State, you know, like Spokane and everything, there's a lot of these people who are very, very ultra-religious, very right-wing, and Idaho's a huge place that people go to basically just do what they want to. This, I don't know, the Wild West of woo, I guess.
It says here, a doctor who practices, they didn't say the name of the doctor, I do apologize, but I don't have that information. It says he practices in southern western Idaho, said changing the state law could help parents who want to seek medical care and overcome social pressures from their religious community, which he said happened when Oregon lawmakers removed the state's exemption in 2011.
Yes. So we've still seen, we've still seen parents who do it, but they're being held to the fire, their feet held to the fire.
By their religion to say, Make sure that God heals them. Don't take them to a doctor. You know, I've had this discussion with religious people before that say, well, the ones that go to the doctor say, well, your Bible says you should just pray for a cure. But their argument has always been, well, God gives us those other people to help heal us. I'm against them on both sides of the fence on that, actually. I was like, for adults, if you don't want to go to a doctor, fucking fine. Go sit in your closet, pray for your cure for your cancer as it's slowly killing you. Go right ahead. But for children, they don't have a choice. They do not have the autonomy to go to the doctor on their own. I mean, especially like little kids, for example. They don't know the dangers that are out there. And I'm not trying to use the, you know, think of the children type fallacy. But in this instance, though, you do have to think of the children, though. I mean, they are the ones that have to follow and take care of us when we get older.
Well, for our family, we've always had a struggle with having really good, any kind of health care, any kind of insurance. I've said for a long time, our basic health plan was immunizations and just trying to stay healthy, to eat well and stay healthy, because the few hiccups we ever had in our family have been because we had a doctor visit or we had to take our children to an emergency room, and those are bills that took a long time to pay off. It wasn't that we never took them, but for the most part, you know, that was our plan.
Yep.
So yeah, it's in Idaho, that, like you said, they're also have they're allowing people, teachers, to use the Bible as a reference book in schools.
Yeah.
in this bill that we're talking about. So yeah, I don't know. Idaho is probably a place you want to just pass right on through.
That should just pass it, you know, right past the colon and right back into the toilet where it belongs. there was some comments from the chat room here. From Torvian says, God wants my kid dead. You can't prosecute me for that.
It was God's plan, right, Tor?
Yeah. And Dawkins Dog, faith healing may work as a placebo, but placebos can't cure everything. Placebos actually can't cure anything. But they make you feel better. Placebo works for some people where it's involving pain. There is actual substantial evidence to that fact where they can, you know, they give you like a sugar pill and say, hey, take this and see if your pain subsides. A lot of people... It fools them because they don't know any better. They think the medicine is real. The mind kind of overcomes the body in a little bit to that point, and it starts releasing endorphins. This is actually known science. However, there are cases where even placebo will just not work on pain because it's just too extreme. However, with that said, it doesn't cure anything. It just kind of gives you the feeling that, okay, the pain's gone. That's the only thing it kind of works on is just pain.
I think that all of these people who these law, maybe that's what they need. Maybe that's what the Congress in Oregon needs is next time that they're all sick and they're in pain, mm-hmm. that they should just be told to just pray about it and refuse them getting even a Tylenol. Just forget it.
Yeah.
So, you know, guess what? You get this.
Yeah.
We'd see how, maybe we'd see then how fast they change their flipping minds.
Yeah. Some of them wouldn't. I have to admit that some of them, I will to bet some wouldn't. They would resist taking even medication of any kind. There are some people out there like that, unfortunately. But
they just naturally maybe have a high tolerance to pain. True. I know that for myself, Lamaze worked for me, breathing worked for me. And there's some truth to the idea that I was oxygenating my blood by breathing correctly and I was relaxing. But at the same time, I just benefited from having a very high tolerance to pain.
Yeah.
And I realize that now, you know. There's a lot of women out there who can't do that, and they're made to feel really bad because they can't. That's wrong. That's wrong because, no, you know, it makes us unintuitive at all about our own bodies if we are told, well, you should just pray or you should just do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't really have any no. There's a reason that science and medicine have made it so that we have longer lives and we live better lives. I can't believe there's people who are not taking advantage of that.
Exactly. Another comment here from the chat room. Torvin said another placebo effect from pain is an experiment where people were shocked, then told the voltage was going to be increased, but when in fact they lowered the voltage, but people had a greater pain reaction. That's interesting. I know of another experiment where they said that the person on the other end was being shocked, and the doctor said turn it up, keep turning it up, and keep turning it up, like even past the threshold where someone should be, you know, dead. But that was a argument from authority test, basically. It was rather interesting. It's a good psychology mm-hmm. paper on that one.
Yes. Teach me how to be sensible,
logical, or responsible, practical. And tonight we have our logic game. Let's see what our question is tonight. Okay, your question, Connie. Over 400 predominant scientists and engineers dispute global warming. Is this A, sweeping generalization, B, appeal to authority, C, appeal to incredulity, or D, guilt by association?
I think that sounds like B, appeal to authority.
Okay, let's see what of our chat room think. Is that B? Is that, you guys agree with Connie? Torvin says, oh yes, appeal to Packard. Exactly, it is appeal to Packard.
I deny that, that's what I do.
All right, let's take a look at the answer here. And you are correct. It is B, appeal to authority. That was an easy one for you tonight.
Woohoo!
Claiming
thanks. That's the only reason I got it, because it's easy.
I get that one. Even I get that one. I'm not the smartest man in the world. I'll admit that. But even I get that one.
Where's my gold star, dang it?
Yeah, I'll get you a gold star later.
Yay! Put a little gold star on my kitty cat icon there. Yay! I got a star.
I should do that. I should put a little gold, get a gold star thing for your icon for later. You know, gold star. Dink. Claiming that something is true because an unqualified or an untrustworthy expert says it is, and this is also, you could use this in a lot of other situations. Now, there are creationists or some religiotards will say, well, because a scientist said so, that doesn't mean that evolution is real. Well, it depends on what their field is. I mean, if their field is biology and things like that, then yeah, that is not an argument against this appeal to authority. In that instance, appeal to authority in that instance is actually a valid one. Now, if you say God is real because Einstein said so, or Einstein believed in God, I've heard this argument. Not that he did, but that's a whole other issue. That would also be an appeal to authority. Because he's smart and he believes in God, therefore it must be real.
And just because somebody has a lab coat, they have a doctor, they studied, you know.
Yeah. We had a couple guest hosts a couple weeks ago. They had lab coats too.
Evolution is bunk. Yeah.
He's a doctor from a creationist university. Says evolution is bunk. Exactly. That's appeal to authority, and especially if it's an unknown source. And religious people will also turn to the Bible as appeal to the authority. Say, well, it says here in the Bible. It's like, that doesn't matter because the Bible, you're using the Bible as an authority, a moral authority for your argument. Same thing. You're appealing to an authority of a book. It's the same thing. You can use that there too.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at faunlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us,
you kick ass.
Gulliver you are. Sold you have been. Cabbage it is. Cabbage!
We have a video tonight, so let's take a look at what Pat Robertson has to say this week.
This first one comes from Dana, who says, I have to work daily, even though I'm very sick, so I DVR every episode of the 700 Club. I pray with you on each of the healings, although I'm not watching live. Is it still possible for me to receive healing when I'm not praying for the miracle live?
I'll tell you a story, but it's kind of a fun thing. Somebody was watching our program on tape. They were in Florida. We were in Virginia. The show had been taped a week before, and I was praying. Someone was watching, and I said, there's somebody that has a bad knee, and the Lord is healing it. I believe it's the right knee. This woman said to the tape, no, dummy, it's the left knee. At that time, I said on the tape, no, it is the left knee. And the woman got healed.
Wow.
So, listen, and we've had things in Africa take place where the Spirit of God rebuked demon spirits and drove them out of a house. It's unbelievably what goes on. Mm-hmm. The power of God is not limited. So, tape, I mean, God's infinite. Okay. Yeah.
The crazy train derailed off the track there. Wow. The level of stupidity is just amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
First he says it was a one knee, then it's then he goes, no, it was the left knee. Well, what about the person who said who thought they were getting healed and it was the right knee? And they go, oh, wait a minute, it wasn't supposed to be the right knee. I guess God didn't want my knee to be healed either. It's either A or B. It's one or the other. It's 50-50.
Well, she got one thing right. The person who, in this story that he told, which that's not the only time he's ever told it. I remember him telling this story before on the show. She called him a dummy. You know,
yeah.
I'm like, wait, like ventriloquist dummy. You know, he's our favorite Zoltar, isn't he? I wish that his eyes would actually light up like Zoltar and get that little mouth, you know, flapping.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. Exactly. And exactly, Will Paul Marshall. I love how he says it's unbelievable. And
yeah, he does say it's unbelievable.
I totally agree.
Yeah, I find that completely unbelievable because it doesn't happen. I'll put this in another context. Let's say I send my doctor a note and he says, yes, you've got cancer and I will just take your letter and I will scan it and then and throw it in the x-ray machine, and I will do whatever I need to do on this end with the letter. I'll write back and say, hey, my knee feels better because you x-rayed my letter. Or whatever they did. You know, I gave your letter a shot, and now you don't have malaria anymore. Okay.
Well, you know, when you die, you no longer have cancer or malaria or true. Anything else.
Yeah.
You know? Like those children in Idaho.
Oh, man.
That was dark. I apologize.
Yeah, no, I like it. I like it.
I was going to say put a nail in that coffin. Oh, God.
Sorry. It would have been appropriate, too.
This is the Halloween show, right? Oh, gosh. I'm sorry, people. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to go that dark. I love how it said it was Dana's letter. I'm going, wait, Dana? Talking primate? That must be a very old letter. I wasn't aware that he watched the 7-Hour Club. Oh, God. Yeah, well, our favorite puppet man. You know, our favorite.
The guy is so far removed from reality. He thinks that just because someone prays in the past, because they think their God is infinite and timeless, so therefore he's back there and he's in the future and everywhere else. And just because you watch a recording, then therefore automatically God decided, I'll just delay the healing later on.
He's still more concerned about some old lady's knee than he is about starving children in Africa. And I'm sorry, but, you know, suffering of innocent people is higher on my list than somebody who's just go to the goddamn fucking doctor and get something looked at.
Yeah.
That's, you know, and again, I'm sorry, that's judging somebody who maybe doesn't have money for a doctor. But still, this is, no, if your God is infinite and not bound by time and space, then he should be able to answer every flipping prayer that has real need behind it.
Right.
Or intervene.
Right. I was also going to add in there that I think that if their God, Imaginary Sky Wizard, were real, then he would be able to supposedly heal it before she even saw the prayer. But if she had to wait until she actually saw the tape and then to get healed, then that God is a dick, because he's like, oh yeah, you got to make sure you watch him first and then I'll heal you.
Yeah, beg me for it.
Come on, no. Bitch, give it to me. Give me your love.
God doesn't even have the basic compassion that I feel when I don't know, when I step on bugs or I hit a bird or something like that. It's like, really? You know, I feel bad about that stuff because this was a...
I don't feel any bad about hitting bugs.
Stepping on bugs. I gotta... Never mind. Except mosquitoes. I fucking hate mosquitoes, but I love bats because they eat them when you're out there fishing on a lake, you know, in the summer night. Anyway, mosquitoes make no sense. I blame God for those if I believed in him, but... I don't. Anyway, why am I abusing birds? I'm not meaning to. I've only hit a couple in my entire life of driving.
Yeah, I've had a few of myself. I mean, I can't help it. They fly right in front of the truck. I mean,
I can say they're suicidal. It's just like, oh my gosh. Once it was actually this huge pheasant, a female pheasant, in Eastern Washington, and it just like flew off a 2-lane highway right in front of me. I'm like, holy crap! It was big as a turkey. I don't know why I didn't dent the car.
Oh, Jesus Christ. That's terrible. That's terrible.
I've had
little birds and I haven't hit any turkeys yet, but I've had like little birds like fly in front of my truck and get hit by the front grill of the truck or the top of the truck. So I mean, I can't do anything about that. So
no.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll?
And tonight we have our True or Troll segment, which I read headlines, and Connie has to tell me if she thinks that the headline is real or if it's a troll headline. Okay, Connie, are you ready?
I think I am. I'm properly a little bit pissed off today. I seem to do better when I'm pissed off, so. Dang it, I'm not laughing. All right, go ahead.
All right, first headline. Trump says Bill Clinton's presidency marred by the lack of hot model wife. Is this a troll or is this a true headline?
True.
No, that is a troll headline. That's from thespoof.com.
Dang it. Oh.
Next headline. Woman drives around with a 15-foot tree stuck in her grill like it's no big deal. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
True.
That is correct. That is from the Huffington Post.
Couldn't avoid that one.
No, couldn't avoid that one.
Neither could she, evidently.
Yeah. All right, next headline. Disney World opens new Ordeal Kingdom for family meltdowns. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
True.
No, that is a troll headline. That is from The Onion.
They need those on airlines, though.
Yeah.
Special room.
All right, next headline. Naked woman dances atop semi truck after Houston highway crash. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
True.
That is correct. That is a true headline. That is from the UPI.com. Okay, Los Angeles to open Museum of Broken Relationships. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
Troll.
No, that's actually a true headline. That's from UPI.com.
We need that for the Kardashians.
All right, our next headlines. Study, majority of new marine life species now discovered while cleaning oil spills. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
Troll?
That is correct. That is also from The Onion.
Evolution don't work like that. Not that fast.
All righty. Next headline. Woman caught on video wrestling Florida trooper at DMV. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
True?
That is correct. That's from NBCMiami.com.
Oh, well, Florida. Okay, I should realize that.
It's Florida. It's Florida. It's a stupid state anyway.
The limp dick.
The limp dick of the United States. Okay, last headline. Let's see how you do. Discharged patient on contact precautions in hospital spotted at local grocery store. Is this a true headline or is this a troll headline?
True.
You think that's true?
Yeah, I think it might be true.
No, that is a troll headline. That's from GomerBlog.com.
Gomer. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise, surprise. How well did you do at home? I hope you kept your fingers off the Google machine. Alrighty, before we get going, our new podcast is going to be dropping this next Friday. It'll be in the Packard Pokes at iTunes stream. So it'll be dropping at around 7 o'clock in the morning, roughly, give or take, if the podcatcher catches it. If it doesn't, then I will have to check it and get the feed out and everything.
Abort.
Yeah, so. And then, well, actually, there'll be two episodes that'll drop. And after that, it'll be moved to its own feed, which you can also get as well. And I will be announcing the name of the new podcast at our staff meeting show, which you can come and watch on Meerkat. We were doing Periscope, but for some reason my iPad decides it does not like my front camera for whatever reason. Periscope, whatever. I don't know what your fucking problem is. We're on Meerkat. You can come and watch the show while we're trying to set up what we're going to be talking about for the week. And we'll be announcing the name of the show, and the show will be announced on Friday as well for the regular viewers and at the webpage there at packardpokes@wordpress.com. So if you want to get a listen of that, I think you'll enjoy it. All right, well, we got to get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for coming. We'll be back next week with our regular longer show. This has been Packard Pokes That We Just Poked at Your News.
And that's a wrap.